As a child of nine in 1948, Nicholas Gage was caught up in the Greek Civil War, along with his mother and three of his four sisters. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Gage writes about the bitter moments of his childhood and the killing of his mother in a book called Eleni.
The book is really about a woman who struggles through 10 years of war and revolutions to keep a family together. And when her family is threatened, she arranges their escape from a battleground of the Greek Civil War in 1948, and in retribution, she is executed.
Young Gage learned of his mother's death after he was safely out of the war zone. Later, he was reunited with his father, who was in America after being cut off from his homeland by the war. As an adult, Gage felt an overwhelming urge to return to Greece to learn the facts surrounding his mother's death.
It's the book that I became a writer to do, and for a long time I did other things. In effect, I avoided it because it was too painful to face some of the events that happened.
It wasn't until he was 41 years old that Gage actually began his search.
Finally, I reached the same age my mother was when she was executed. I felt that I could now understand her. I felt also that I was at the top of my form as a writer and that, you know, this was the time to do it.
Returning to his native land, Gage started reconstructing the events of that deadly period of the 1940s. Although only nine when his mother was killed, Gage clearly remembers the climate of fear in his village.
The guerrillas were daily carrying out executions in churchyards, and you were constantly seeing people shot and people bodies in ravines. You constantly faced death, saw death, and you knew that might be you.
In part two of the series, Nicholas Gage, author of Eleni, tells what his mother did that led to her execution. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In his book, Eleni, Nicholas Gage writes about his search for his mother's executioners during the Greek Civil War in 1948. Daily, he says, the communist guerrillas were carrying out atrocities in his native village.
They were losing the war at this time. They had become increasingly brutal, and they wanted to terrorize the people because when they withdrew from these villages, they took everyone with them. They cleaned out all the villages, and they forced, at the point of a gun, they took everyone into Albania. And then these people were scattered throughout Eastern Europe.
Gage's mother, Eleni, was frightened that Nick and his sisters would be taken away by the communists. She decided to send them to America to live with their father, who had been cut off from Greece by the war. Gage says his mother was not political.
She just tried to survive. When they wanted our home, she gave them a home. When they wanted our livestock, she gave them a livestock. She used to say, the tree that bends saves every branch. But when her family was threatened, that she would not bend anymore.
So it was that Eleni engineered the dramatic escape of her children and 20 other villagers.
We gathered at the farthest point in the village. Us kids went out pretending we were playing in the foothills, and then the older people would come out calling us, you know, Nick, where are you? You know, we would hide in the underbrush, and when they came looking for us, they hid until it got dark, and then we started out through the foothills, and we were seen, and guerrillas came after us, but they couldn't find us.
They made their way to a refugee camp.
I was barefoot. I remember it was in June 20th. It was a very hot day, and we finally reached the other side. It was about noon, and it was very hot, and the rocks were hard, and my feet were bleeding, and I can remember blood oozing on the stones and sizzling as it touched the stones.
8 days later, before boarding a ship for America, Nicholas Gage learned of his mother's execution. 3 decades later, armed with a gun, Gage, author of Eleni, returned to Greece to kill his mother's murderers. What happened next on BookBeat? I'm Don Swaim. Slowly, armed with a gun and a hidden tape recorder, Nicholas Gage went back to his native Greece to search for the killers of his mother during the Greek Civil War of 1948. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Gage writes about his odyssey in Eleni. His mother's crime was to spirit her children out of the hands of the communist guerrillas. For that, his mother, his aunt, and 3 other villagers were tortured and shot to death. Still surviving after all the years that had passed was one of 3 communists who had ordered the killings, a man called Catus.
I had obtained an unmarked pistol from my days when I was an investigative reporter covering organized crime. And I went there to kill him.
Finally, Nicholas Gage confronted his mother's killer.
He denied being involved, and then I spit on him and I cursed him, and then he stood up and went to attack me, but his wife stopped him.
Gage didn't want to shoot the man in front of his wife, but he continued to stalk his enemy.
I kept following him. I finally found him alone. He was asleep by a window. And I looked at him. I realized that he's now 79 years old, and he looked dead. He looked like a cadaver. And I knew that shaving 1 or 2 years off his life would have twisted what my mother had done.
Instead of firing a bullet into the brain of Cadus, Gage put the tragedy into words.
My mother's act was a constructive act, a creative act to save the lives of her family. And if I had killed him, it would have focused on my act of revenge and obscured what my mother did.
But Nicholas Gage will not forgive.
It's never over, you know. The Aeschylus called the desire for revenge the pain that never sleeps, and it will be with me until the son of a bitch dies.
Nicholas Gage, author of Eleni. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.